Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Did you know
yesterday was National Arbor Day? Kind of neat. And we're going to ask you to pick your favorite tree. What is your favorite tree? I know Joni's already told me hers. I'm sure Teresa's got one. And Colton's got one also. So we'll talk about that. May Day today. What did you do on May Day? Did you make a May Day basket? We'll talk about that too. Plus, John Roberts, our urban forester specialist, will be with us talking about trees and hurricane preparation. And Joni is visiting with the zebra longwings. Kind of neat. You can be here too, calling in at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time that gardening question answered. Why don't you stay here with us? We'll have Colton, Teresa, Joni, and we'll be right back.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, it always helps if you have your notes organized in the morning. Then you don't overrun anything.
Good morning. Wake up.
Yeah, we're here. Anyway, we're going to have a great program today. A lot of questions here, and one of them is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? We'll deal with that. I have a list of gardening trends. Arbor Day was yesterday, and I have my favorite tree, I will tell you, and we're going to ask others. And what do you do on May Day? Well, that's today. That's hard to believe. But anyway, it is May the 1st, and so we're celebrating just a little bit. We are really party people here, I think. We celebrate everything we can. And I think during May there's Nurses Day and a whole bunch of
there's so many days, including Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day, too, a very important one there. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, the host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni, and also an extension agent emeritus with University of Florida. And don't forget our books for those who love gardening, Month by Month in Florida Getting Started Guide. And Teresa has a brand new one out.
It is out. It is on Amazon. It's also on Barnes & Noble. So you can order it. You can also order a signed copy from my website, she-consulting.com. I love it. I love reading my books.
Yeah, and she signed one for us, Joni. Yeah, brand new. I know. And I love, you know, all the information in there. I love hearing the quotes from the famous people, everything from Mark Twain, Thomas Jefferson, you name it. I just love that wisdom that you have.
Well, it's you can place it by your bedside. It's just a nice, easy read, and just pick it up, and you can go from chapter to chapter. And then also, too, if you write notes or write a newsletter or you like to put a greeting in a card, there's plenty of information there for you.
Yeah, lots. And putting it by my bedside ain't going to work, because when I hit the bed, I'm out. So is Joni.
You and Tony.
Joni used to read. Remember when we used to read? She's shaking her head, yes, but yeah. She doesn't anymore. She just we're tired.
Well, book is good because it's really in short, you know,
simple. Give us the name of it.
The name of the book is A Gardener's Compendium, and it's Volume 3, Gardening with the Senses. And I go over all the senses, taste, touch, you know, sight, hearing, and then common sense and the sense of well-being.
Yep. And this is number 3 of a series of possibly 7?
I'm even stretching it towards 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's a lot of work. A lot of work. Anyway, if you want to give us a call today, you certainly can. Number here is 407-916-5400, or it's toll-free 1-888-45-LAWNS. And you can text us at any time, 23680. I do have to move my head to see the screen for the text messages. So just text me, and I'll get them somehow. Dr. John Roberts is going to be with us this hour as an extension agent with a specialty in urban forestry. Joins us to help keep our trees healthy and protect them from hurricanes. Joni's going to be doing zebra long wings, which is going to be kind of nice. Hour 2, Teresa and I will be talking with Lance Wallheim, our good friend. And he's going to be doing what?
He's going to be doing roses, and this is just so timely for Mother's Day. He's got a great book out, Roses for Dummies, and, you know, I think it's just the tips he has are wonderful.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He really is, and we're going to enjoy that. Hour number 2. So we got plenty here. Webpage is up for May with information on your tired and weary indoor foliage plants, shade lovers I have, and a question. Here's the question. What do hydrangeas, poinsettias, and bougainvillea have in common? So you go up there on the webpage, you can find out. And a beautiful picture of a bougainvillea and all of her kind of other pictures that I've taken. And Teresa has designed. What's yours?
Well, this month it's, Cottage Gardens for April. And I have a new one coming out. I'm going to send that out, and we're going to have that uploaded this weekend.
Very good. So, and Joni has purple martens, by the way. So nice picture of purple martens. Up in some gourd-type designs. So Tom got his dues, moonshine planting dates. Take a look. That's at betterlawns.com. And we also have the Facebook, right?
Yeah. Facebook is doing really well. We love seeing everybody. And even Connie said she'll be listening this morning, so I'm very pleased with that. And you can go up onto our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, BLG Radio. And you can just like our page. And just you can upload photos. Or ask us questions even on Facebook.
Good. And Joni is taking the calls, right, Joni? She is there. getting her. You just put your headsets on. Yeah. There you go. And now you can talk. Push your talk button. Well, I don't know. Maybe her mic for some reason isn't working or whatever. But we'll get it to it. And Colton, of course, is at the controls.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah. Joni, you got your mic? There's a button there to push somewhere. There you go. Okay, now you can talk, I think. Try it. Nope. Doesn't have it for some reason. Okay, well, you've been...
Colt needs to get right on that.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yay!
There you go.
Good thing I didn't say anything else.
Yeah. It's good. Well, anyway, everybody likes to hear you, because if they don't hear you on Saturdays, they get upset. So we're just making
well,
sure.
Don't get upset.
Well, Teresa and I here in the studio is at our microphone. As you can tell, we're in our new studio, and we're just getting everything worked out.
We're learning everything. We're even learning how to get here. So it's all, we need to have a map.
I'll tell you, the trip around to the restroom and back, you have to find a way. They got to put a yellow brick road out for me. I don't know. Yeah, 4 trash cans full of yard debris this week. And what do you want to tackle first? You want to do the question about the tomato?
Yeah, let's do that. I was really interested yesterday on the Garden Professor's page in Facebook, which is a really good website or web page. And they started talking about how, you know, fruits and vegetables, that there really is no such thing as a vegetable. A vegetable incorporates all parts of all plants. And
that's
it's
right.
it's just the savory part. So I'm going, what do you mean? We're not supposed to eat our vegetables? You know, so there. But so I've got to tell my son, the chef, that, you know, all vegetables are all one, you know, parts of a plant.
That's right.
And so then the tomato, you know, has been designated by Congress, the Supreme Court, not Congress, Supreme Court.
Yeah.
In 1893, about a tomato is a fruit. But then
tomatoes a vegetable.
I'm sorry.
They designated it as a vegetable.
And the reason for that was why?
Tariff. They could raise money by saying it was a vegetable.
Right. They could tax the vegetables, so they, you know, so, or they could tax fruits. So they said it was a vegetable.
Yeah. They matched it up with the Tariff Act of 1883. And said that was the case where Nix versus Hedden.
Yes, yeah, Nix versus Hedden.
And so they said they wanted it to become something they could tax. So Supreme Court said, okay, we'll declare it a vegetable. But technically, botanically, it is a fruit.
Yes, and
so
even,
is a cucumber. So, is a watermelon.
Exactly. And then so in the European Union, several years back, designated carrots as a fruit.
Yeah, that's hard to understand.
It is.
I'm just sitting here wondering, why did you do that? Must have been a tariff reason something.
There was a tariff reason, but because they were using it in a jam, that they had to say that it was a fruit.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of interesting that government can do anything they want like that?
Exactly. Well, if you get my book, A Gardener's Compendium, Gardening in Time and Place, it's about history and geography. It talks about back in the early days, 2000 BC, they were talking about what kind of animals should go in agriculture, and whether, you know, what the categories were. And I thought that's what the USDA did. But no, they decided it so long ago. And they even wrote their conversation down.
How about that? Interesting. Okay, favorite trees. Yesterday was National Arbor Day. And let's start with Joni. Joni, you got your headsets on? Yeah, put your headset on. Well, put it on. Just being obstinate today. Okay, your favorite tree, Joni. What is your favorite tree?
Let me think.
Yeah.
Hmm. Any one of them that's got little flowers on
it. Yeah, well, you had one that you suggested yesterday there. And that one there happens to be the little gem, magnolia.
That's right.
We have one in our backyard.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's a wonderful one.
Yeah, now we'll do Colton. Colton's favorite tree.
I always thought redwoods were cool. I've always wanted to see them in real life.
Oh, there you go. That's a cool tree.
I've never been able to hug a redwood. Joni, have you seen the redwoods in California when you were there?
Maybe a few.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, very few.
You probably had to drive up to see them.
Yeah.
But in Florida now, the little gem magnolias is a nice one. I'll tell you, you got another one? Okay, 2 minutes. I thought Colton had a number two. I'll give you my favorite. My favorite has to be the live oak.
Live oak, they're gorgeous.
Long live. You want something that's going to outlive you, you plant a live oak.
That's it. Well, my favorite is the fringe tree.
Oh, fringe tree.
And it's native.
Most
small
people aren't going to know that one.
No, but it's gorgeous, and it's a small canopy tree. Gets to be between 12 and 18 feet tall, has white fringe finger-like flowers on it, kind of like a Laura petalum. And it's just a gorgeous tree. And it is the host plant for sphinx moths.
Oh, okay.
And butterflies and bees will come to the flowers too as well.
Now, yesterday I was with Preston Scott in the morning show up in Tallahassee. We're on right now. And I had my list of favorite trees, and mine went live oak, little gem magnolia like Joni did, and then I had crepe myrtle, got to be crepe myrtles, red maple, winged elm, and river birch.
Oh, yeah, those are great choices. I posted a picture of river birches this week on Facebook, and it's a lovely tree.
Yeah, as long as you have nice moisture, it'll grow in drier conditions too.
Well, lakefront, and then the heritage variety is very heat tolerant.
Yeah, very good. We had several of them, and regretfully, mushroom root rot took them out.
Well, everyone. Which is moist.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's go to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to have John Roberts with us. And also, we'll see if we can get Craig's question in, okay, right before John, and get the answer to that one there. But you can text me also, 23680 is the text. No text messages yet, but it could be your turn. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon. Odds are, you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a layback Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell. Gathered round, the good old days are being made right now.
It's a tailgate party on game day. It's a welcome to the neighborhood. It's another anniversary of the start of something good.
It's sharing bluebell ice cream as the evening sun goes down. The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694, 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. I think it's going to be a great day. Kind of warm, but we do have a little front coming down. So depending on where you live, it may be a little bit cooler. But yesterday I saw 90 degrees.
90s is going to be the temperatures for May.
Yep. Did we decide whether the tomato is a fruit or a vegetable?
It is a fruit, but because there's no such thing as a vegetable. A vegetable are plants eaten by humans or animals.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're honorary culinary vegetable. Vegetable is a culinary term.
Yeah, I like to keep that in mind. Vegetable is culinary. You can't mix apples and oranges. One's a botanical term. One's a culinary term.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good. Let's go to Craig in Orlando and see how we can help with this ligustrum problem. Then we'll go to John. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. Thank you all very much for being there. And I wanted to get in real quick with a quick question this morning. One of my favorite trees are my ligustrum trees. I planted them probably every bit of 20 years ago. I've got three of them by the entranceway. And boy, they're doing great. They're probably 15 plus feet across, 15
Good.
Plus feet high. The only problem is this past couple of weeks, I noticed one of those is noticeably thinning near the top, and that section is turning brown. Looks like the whole limb is dying off.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about it, and I didn't know if that was something environmental that I could change or if you saw something down the road for me I needed to expect.
Okay. There are a number of cankers that will get up into ligustrum trees. One's Botchifera, big name. And what you do is just go through, Craig, and just prune it out. You may see more of that. If you want to put a copper fungicide on afterwards, that would be fine. But prune it back into the healthy wood. But you'll see that with the older ligustrums. It's not abnormal. And I think what happens is the limbs twist and crack. And this is a weak fungus, but it loves these little wounds and everything. And then it gets up into those wounds. And,
yeah. Should he sterilize his pruners?
Well, it's always good to keep your pruners nice and clean, especially if you're dealing with something that's been infected.
Great.
That's what I would do, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. We appreciate it. Hey, let's get Dr. John Roberts in. Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist with a specialty in urban forestry. And he's also the Master Gardener Coordinator at the Orange County Extension Center. John, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Tom and Teresa. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Hey, did I do okay in answering the question on the ligustrum?
I think you were dead on.
Okay.
Good for you.
It sounded like a dead limb in the tree, too. Very good. Hey, you know, hurricane season is just a month away, and I want to talk a little bit today about trees and what we might do, and I know it's one of your specialty area. And here's my first question here. At what age or size should we have our trees checked?
I mean, generally, it's good to inspect trees once they are mature. And I guess inspections are typically focused on trees that could have the potential to impact structures, property, or people. And so trees that can get to the point that if they mechanically fail and impact these types of things, that's when they need to start being inspected for potential defects or anything like that.
So, John, you know, we should really use arborists to do some of the larger trees to get a good perspective. But if we want to do it ourselves, what should somebody look for when they're inspecting a tree?
Yeah, there's definitely some features that stand out in terms of things that we can, you know, as homeowners can look for. In particular, dead or dying branches. Those are pretty... If those are visible, those are something to pay attention to. Leaning trees, particularly trees that have recently developed a lean or where the root plate seems to be lifting, that's definitely something for concern. Another thing to keep in mind is signs of wood decay. So basically like the presence of conks or mushrooms. And then also like if there's cavities or opening in like parts of the tree that are exposed, this dead wood is oftentimes undergoing decay, and in particular in places like here in Florida that are really wet. Then I guess maybe one more thing is root damage. Recently cut roots, that type of thing, that can really impact the tree in terms of how it responds to a storm.
Yep. If we see a mushroom or a conch, does that mean the tree is doomed, or does it just mean there's decay inside?
It just means that there's probably decay inside, and I mean, and this is where the help from an arborist or some, you know, a professional can be helpful, because it's just a very visible warning sign, potentially. It's something that should be paid attention to, but some trees can live with those for many years and be all right.
Yeah. Are some trees more prone to hurricanes and summer storms than other some types of trees?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, not all trees are created equal in terms of wind and storm tolerance. So previous research conducted through mainly the University of Florida has looked at tree survivability after hurricanes. Additionally, there's been all sorts of mechanical test studies where they basically use souped-up airboat engines and have shown that certain trees are generally better adapted to hurricane-force winds.
And wow.
So I mean, outside of species, form can play an important part as well. Trees with a strong central trunk and well-subordinated branches tend to withstand wind better than, like, more circular multi-stem trees.
So John, what are the most durable trees to plant? Who made the list from the university?
So the primary researcher through this was Dr. Ed Gilman. And, I mean, he partnered up with a few different other organizations. I guess they're also, I think Dr. Duryea, but they looked at what survived the best after our very active hurricane seasons in the mid 2000s. And, live oak, cypress, southern magnolia, podocarpuses, most of the hollies, cabbage palms, and to a lesser extent, hickory, sweet gums, crepe myrtles, they all do pretty well.
Very good. So when we're planting a new tree, what should we keep in mind?
A right plant, right place. You need will this tree be successful based on the environmental requirements that it has? Like, does it match the where it's going to be growing is really the big thing. And then I guess outside of that, it's always good to keep in mind the mature size of the plant. That's something we oftentimes we want to try and fill in places like right now and don't give the future too much thought in terms of what that tree is eventually going to grow into. And it's just very good to be perceptive of infrastructure and structures that that tree can grow into potentially.
Yeah. You know, I often see a lot of people just plant a tree and forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, put it in the ground. They may water it a couple of times and the tree's on its own. But, you know, they need training, and I guess most of them are going to be trained to a single trunk. When do we do that?
So, I mean, generally, like in the nursery business, they try and do that really early on. I mean, young trees, they typically respond the best to pruning since they have little to no heartwood. They're compositionally much more living tissue. So, I mean, it's good to let them grow and develop a lot of basically like foliage so that they can create the food that they need to grow. But in terms of structurally trying to create that single leader, that's something that's just going to be continuous, like from when you put it into the ground, basically.
So do trees, we fertilize our turf and our flowers, but do trees need extra fertilizer?
Not particularly. Most trees do perfectly well foraging the soil for nutrients on their own. For most homeowners, the risks are like of over-fertilizing should be more concerning than the lack of nutrients. If a tree is in close proximity to a fertilized lawn, they generally are receiving more than enough fertilizer to meet their needs. I think probably a better strategy is keeping the root area clear and, you know, keeping those areas mulched for, in particular for young trees. That's probably a better strategy is keeping them free of competition from grass and weeds.
We're talking with Dr. John Roberts with the University of Florida Orange County Extension, a specialty in urban forestry. And I want to get a question in here. I had the question the other day. Somebody wrote me, said somebody's recommending they deep root feed the trees. And you know, what about deep root feeding? Is that practiced today?
There's not really much research out there supporting the claims for deep root feeding. Generally, it's viewed as unnecessary. Most trees have the bulk of their feeding roots concentrated in the top 8 inches of the soil or so. So it's not really a good use of resources to be feeding these deep roots.
And we're feeding aquifers, what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to leach out.
So it's not necessary, that's for sure.
So John, when trees are pruned, what should they look like after they're pruned?
So in a general sense, the trees should look pretty similar to the way it did before pruning, but with less density within the canopy. The overall shape of the tree is usually, it remains intact, and this allows for some of the extensive density to be removed, but maintains that overall form so that the tree can distribute force evenly throughout the area it's been growing already.
Yeah. You know, I see so many trees pruned with all the lower limbs off, and up at the top you have all this big crown of foliage up there. And that looks like it's more sensitive to wind.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have the perception that, like, they're opening up more of the canopy for wind to flow through. And I guess this practice, it's called raising. It can create a lot more problems, potentially. I mean, especially if it's done right before hurricanes. Removing the lower canopy concentrates wind force on those upper canopy branches. And without branches in the lower canopy to help distribute that force through the entirety of the tree, these outstretched upper canopy limbs, they kind of start, they're susceptible to lever force, and they tend to break at the unions with the main trunk a lot of the time.
So, Craig, real quickly answer this question. Do crepe myrtles need pruned or hacked back?
No. No, please don't do that.
Hey, right answer.
John just made a lady happy. And Joni also. Joni doesn't want anybody committing crepe murder. And one other thing, under city and urban conditions, are trees shorter-lived?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty well established, that urban environments correlate with reduced tree longevity. It's dangerous for a tree to live around humans, essentially. So there's a few primary reasons for this. Poor planting and establishment practices can impact a tree throughout its life. That's one of them. With regard to below ground issues, soil tends to be more compacted and root space is often more confined by impermeable surfaces or structures. And then most urban trees are also pruned or wounded much more than their rural counterparts, and that can lead to it basically leads to more chances for serious infection and decay.
Sidewalks and roadways.
Oh, I tell you, tree-lined streets are not good for the trees.
Yeah, regretfully. John, thank you so much. We appreciate it very much. Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist, with a special on urban forester, master gardener coordinator, the Orange County Extension Center. John, have a great gardening day.
Thank you, John.
There he goes. So, anyway, when we come back, guess what? Joni's up. Joni's corner, zebra long wings. And I think she's ready to go. I think she's ready to take flight with that. Yeah, there
she's
she goes.
In there fluttering.
She is. We'll be back. Teresa and I'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition your soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer with 10 times more manure and nutrients than the other guys. Pick up that bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. I think it's going to be a great day to be out in the garden.
It's going to be a beautiful day, yep. And it's important. I need to get out and water my plants.
Remember, it's May Day, and it has been dry. Now, last weekend, we had a decent rain.
We did have a good rain. We got about an inch at our place.
And that's about what we got, too. But I think the airport got more. They always get more than I do. I don't know. Anyway, I tell you what, let's get Joni in. What do you say? It's time for Joni's Corner. And she's going to take flight with us. You're on.
I was wondering about the take flight. I don't know where I was going.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1996, the zebra longwing was designated Florida's official state butterfly.
How about that?
It's a pretty little butterfly. Long black wings, striped with yellow, seen throughout the state year-round. Zebras fly slowly and don't startle easily. Make them easy to observe. In the evening, you can actually get one to rest on your finger. Would you believe that?
Yes, and I've taken pictures of people with butterflies on their fingers.
They spend the night in groups, returning to the same place every night. Zebra long wings feed on nectar and pollen. They are the only butterfly known that eats pollen, but is probably why they have a long lifespan, which is about how many months, do you think?
You know, butterflies normally don't have a long lifespan.
About a year, year and a half.
Oh, I would say a couple of weeks.
Six. Especially in traffic.
6 months.
Six months.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, if pollen is unavailable, they only live a month, as like the butterflies. Okay, zebras are especially fond of zebraine nectar. They also love red pentas, pentas phyrenes, and blue puddleweeds. A golden dewdrop is favored in the late summer, and poinsettia flowers in winter.
I love pentas.
I love pentas.
Their tiny yellow eggs are usually laid on the new foliage of passion vines, which contain toxins that are eaten by the larvae and make the adult butterfly poisonous to predators.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The larvae emerges into a yellow caterpillar, which eventually develops into a white caterpillar with bands of black spots.
Yes.
It pupates into a chrysalis. that looks like an old gold dried leaf. How about that?
Well, that's a good disguise.
If disturbed, the chrysalis makes a rasping sound. It takes about 3 weeks from egg to the pretty butterfly that you'll see fluttering around your background.
How about that?
Yes.
Zebra nice. Long wings.
I love that.
Butterfly.
Yeah. And I've seen them even with yellow and black. So there's yellow and a black one, and then there's a white and black one.
Wow, so different colors out
different
there.
Different color, just yellow. Those, I've seen those, but they still look like zebras.
Well, that's kind of neat to have them in the landscape, and we love attracting our butterflies, and we plant pentas.
Pentas are a wonderful butterfly attractor.
Hey, I've got the gardening trend release. This comes from Burpee Seed Company, and they put together some experts on this. And one of them is a quiet garden. You're a designer. Do people ask for
a quiet garden, a meditative garden, a zen garden, somewhere that's tranquil and peaceful? That I have one client that wants an area to read.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she wants a hammock, and she wants to be able to read outside. So a quiet area would fit there.
Yeah. And here's another one, a garden of joy. That sounds like you.
Thank you. A garden of joy would be a butterfly garden, you know, something happy and lots of colors and even a place to, you know, walk and just enjoy.
Yep, they're saying pansies and flowers of that nature, pure happiness.
Pure happiness. Pansies are happiness. I still see pansies in the landscape.
Yeah, so especially some of the newer varieties seem to be longer lasting, but they're starting to fade with 80s and 90s.
With the 90s, they're going to be gone.
They won a World Health Herb, I'm sorry, World Herb Garden, and it's supposed to help, I guess, make you healthier. Let's see. Here's one. They want a Meatless Monday Garden.
I don't know if I'll ever grow one of those.
They're talking about using fleshy vegetables like summer squash, eggplant, and turnips. You see, eggplant is a fruit,
yes,
but use is a vegetable.
That's it. It's savory. It's vegetables. It's used in culinary and in recipes. It's a vegetable.
There you go. And then the last one here is an immunity garden. And full of vibrant vegetables like winter squash, radishes, tomatoes, things like that. Hard for me to believe that radishes help with our immunity.
I'm sure they have antioxidants in it, so that would help.
Yeah. Nutrient-rich, they says, commit to nutrient-rich vegetables and strengthen the immune system.
The more colorful the vegetable, the healthier it is for you. Very those good. Purple and red ones are great, yeah, beets and radishes.
But most people don't like those. Yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll take our break. We got Brenda in Polk City up online there, and I'm trying to get the text
message
line.
Let us know if the text messages are working. Send us a text.
I haven't got it up here yet. Okay, so we'll be back. When I get everything working, or Colton will help me or whatever, we'll be right back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition your soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer with 10 times more manure and nutrients than the other guys. Pick up that bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see bicyclists can often be fatal. Drivers, always watch for bicyclists, especially at night. Bicyclists, when riding at night, always make sure you're visible so approaching vehicles can see you. Wear bright or reflective clothing and equip your bicycle with a white headlight, a red taillight, and reflectors when riding at night. Let's all do our part by sharing the road safely. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Hey, I'm feeling good now. I got the text message screen back up.
There you go.
We're okay.
It's working.
And here we go. We got dogwoods as a favorite tree. Remember, we asked people about their favorite trees. A dogwood, and then we have the winged elm. I really like that tree.
We do too. Tony and I gave Genevieve and Jeff a winged elm for their home when they moved into their house.
They said they read there can be problems with this. I haven't seen that. It's a deep-rooted tree, unlike the Drake elms or Chinese elms. It's a deep-rooted tree. The wind doesn't seem to affect it.
It's native.
It's native, yeah. That must be good. Any recommendations what to look for? You know, you buy one just with a straight trunk mainly. And
that's what I would say, a good root system, a system that's not too girdled.
Yeah, yes, very good. Let's go to the phone lines. What do you want to say?
We have Brenda from Polk City. Brenda's asking what kind of fertilizers for avocados and bromeliads.
Yeah, good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Yeah, is that
good
correct?
Morning.
You need some fertilizer, is that right? You know what I do? I get somebody's citrus avocado fertilizer.
That would be good.
And that would work with the avocados. Do it about three times a year, March, May, and early October. And then for bromeliads, I'm not particular. I just use a liquid, or I'll use a slow release and put it on the surface of the soil. But I need to play around with bromeliad fertilizers more. But I will go over the top at about half or quarter strength
right,
with a liquid.
But they're epiphytes. Do they really need a lot of fertilizer?
Well, it's amazing how well they grow when they have a little bit of fertilizer.
Sure.
Yeah, quite often they'll pick up the nutrients from what the debris it gets in their cups or what falls to the ground. But you don't have to, I don't think. But it's just amazing how well they grow if you do.
Sure. Gives them a little bit. So, Brenda,
how often
do you
do
it? You know, once in the spring, summer, and fall should be fine.
Yeah.
They're easy.
Just on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and like I said, I need to play with it more, and I haven't, but that's what I've done in the past. And just a weak solution over the top, and they seem to be happy.
Okay?
Thank you so much for calling, Brenda. We have Bill in Georgetown. And Bill in Georgetown, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, George. Hey. Bill, you've got a question for us from Georgetown.
Yes, sir. I grew up in southern New England, so my favorite tree, we want to take a guess?
Your favorite tree in New England?
Maple?
Yes, ma'am, the sugar maple.
Wow!
Because as a kid, I climbed them, and they were the easiest tree to climb. And then in the fall, they had the most beautiful color, and of course, the maple sugar. You can't go wrong with that.
I climbed sycamores when I was a kid. And sycamore is still a nice tree, but they're big.
They're big. They do well here in Florida, too.
Okay, so what's your question for us?
The question is, rhubarb, is it a vegetable or a fruit?
I will tell you what I think it is. I think it's a vegetable.
Well, it's a vegetable.
It's not a fruit, for sure.
It's not a fruit, but it would probably, wouldn't it qualify as a type of root?
Well, what you eat with the rhubarb is the stems.
It's the stems.
Yeah.
So it's...
It's got to be a vegetable.
We decided it was a vegetable.
I
don't know whether I've decided or not. Sounds like I've got the panel confused.
Well, no, it can't be a fruit because there's no seeds.
There's no seeds.
There has to be seeds associated with it to be a fruit.
And it's the stem that we eat.
It's the stem we eat, even though we put it into pies, and rhubarb pies, and things like that. But it's still, we're using it as a vegetable.
Yes.
I tell you what, Bill, why don't we set up another category? We'll call it dessert.
Okay, I'll accept that one.
You'll accept that one, yeah. Everything yes, going well for you?
Yes, sir. I got my tomatoes growing, my Cherokee purples.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying a new one, a brandy wine.
Oh, that's great.
I want to see what kind of flavor that's going to have. It's all about flavor.
Yeah, Teresa, you have Cherokee purple,
I have Cherokee purple, and it's doing well.
Yeah, so there you go. You're two Cherokee purple lovers.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Okay. Sure enough. Bye.
Take care. Thanks. We've got a question here, not a comment, actually. It says, having good success with microbrew on lawns and plants. Now, I wonder what kind of microbes they're using on the plants.
There's a trend starting right now that's going towards probiotics and all kinds of manure teas and things like that. So, I mean, it's going to give them nutrition.
Yeah, you can buy in organisms like that you can apply to plants.
But they're not going to stay long. It's something you're going to have to do often because, the microbes with our heat and rain.
Yeah, but I think the microbes are already there pretty much. I don't know if you need to put them down. But if you're having success, here's my theory on this. Don't mess with success.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
If you're having success, that's good. You know, we never got to what do we do on May Day. And May Day is a time when people make up little baskets and give them to people and things of that nature.
And don't they dance around poles?
Maypole dance.
Maypole dancing in the parking lot.
Joni, did you ever do the maypole dance? She's busy on the phones. Never mind. I did the maypole dance. It was really kind of neat. Coming up next hour,
we are talking to Lance Wallheim. And we're going to be talking about roses. And Mother's Day is coming up, so it's a good topic. And Lance is the expert. He's a garden author, Roses for Dummies.
There we go. We'll be with you. Don't go away. You can text me in the meantime, 23680. This has been Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.